You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Whoa, my gosh, it's a Monday. Happy Monday. It's March. It's beautiful. It's sunny today. And it's the Man Dog Pod bonus Monday two-man Patreon episode. I don't know if it's actually a bonus, but I called it that. I'm Dan Lippert, and I'm here with Ryan Rosenberg. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Dan. Thank you for all that info.
You're very welcome, sir. And here's what we do every Monday, if you're new to this, is we do something different, just the two of us. A lot of them recently have just been long little mono scenes where we don't even talk at the beginning. This one we are, because we're going to play a little voicemail, a listener voicemail, and that's going to inspire multiple scenes. We'll see where it goes, really. And that's that. 818-465-8656 is the phone number if you ever want to give us a call and do one of these yourself. I'm going to play this voicemail now, and then we're going to do some improv. What do you think about that?
I love it.
Great.
I hope they love it at home.
Everyone's been very nice on the Patreon about these episodes, so it seems like they're going well. I hope this is not a voicemail we've played before, but we'll see. This is from Dave.
Hey, y'all. Just listening to the newest episode, Dave Shearer, by the way, and you guys are discussing the difference between flip-flops and slides. And Ryan, I also made the life choice to start wearing slides. I was going to tell you a quick story as to why. Because Dan made me think of it when he was like, yeah, you buy the $2 flip-flops from Old Navy and you wear them until they break. Well, that happened to me, except for I was in college. I had gone back to finish my degree. And basically, I had to give a presentation in front of the class. And I was always self-conscious at school, but having gone back and being, you know, 5 to 10 years older than some of these kids made me even more self-conscious. And who really wants to present things in front of the class? And it was a class all of women. And since I am attracted to women, I felt extra intimidated. Anyway, I went to walk up to the front of the class, and right in the middle of, like, getting from my desk to the thing, one of my flip-flops broke, and to the degree that it, like, tricked me, and I, like, fell to the ground. And, you know, I tried to make it into a joke or something, play it off. But from that day forward, I swore that I would no longer wear flip-flops, and then I would switch to slides so that I couldn't be burned by them again. So, anyways, love you all, as always, and I hope you are enjoying that pre-vax party. Bye.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you so much.
Got all your dishes put away and cleaned. Oh, fuck, wrong button. Well, that's okay. Let's see.
Are you still recording your own personal?
I'm still recording my own. So just
start the Zoom as a backup, and we'll have the. Yeah, great. And you're still recording, so we have the individuals. Okay, great.
Thank God for the lady.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Dave Shearer, friend of the pod, Dave Shearer. If you've heard Dave, because I think he's left a few messages, feel free to call and leave your own. Nice to have multiple return callers.
Yeah, we've had a few people call back. It feels like that part of the personality of someone who calls is they say, I'll call again, and I'm fine with that.
That's right.
Great. You have any thoughts on that before we do a scene?
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
Okay, I guess it's just down to you and me. Everybody else kind of paired off to pitch each other's presentations. So I guess it's you and me?
Yeah, that works for me. Sure. Did you have an idea of how you wanted to get started or?
Yeah, we haven't actually introduced ourselves. I'm Paul. I know we've been in this class for a while, but I'm Paul.
Oh, nice to meet you. I'm Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Paul.
I'm the guy, let me just get out ahead of it. I'm the guy whose sandals broke last week when I did the...
Right, the solo presentation.
Yeah.
It was fascinating. I mean, I did not expect another Lord of the Flies presentation. You know, I'd seen a few of those back in eighth grade, but I wasn't expecting that in our class.
I missed it in eighth grade, and so I used a bit of a melange of some of the stuff I'd heard back then, and then my own experience with it.
Great. Obviously. Well, yeah, it was quite a charismatic performance. So,
I loved your presentation on the Quran.
Thank you.
Yeah, I took a lot away from it, and I'm happy to be working with you. You've always seemed very smart in this class.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice. What was your name again?
Paul. It's Paul.
Okay, thank you, Paul. That's really sweet. Diane, again, sorry, I'm not that smart, but I'm very studious, so I just kind of keep my head down, and I hadn't even thought about the sandal accident, so don't worry about it.
Can I put something out there just real quick, just to be honest, college-wise, you know?
Sure, yeah.
A lot of college to me, what I thought it would be the first time, and now this is my second time back in college, was like hooking up, who's a dating prospect, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to put it out there right now. It'll be easier for me if we just say you and I will never hook up or date. And then perfect. I can put it out of my mind that I'm trying to impress you.
Perfect. That's okay. Perfect for me. I don't want to say this too quickly, but I fully agree. I fully agree. I think that's a great way to start, and especially because, you know, you're the only man in this class, and, you know, you're picked last each time we have to do a group thing. You get it. It's not a personal thing. I just think, you know, us ladies like to work with each other, and...
Either consciously or subconsciously, I think I took a feminism in male-dominated literature class for a reason, you know what I mean?
Sure, yeah, and you've done a very nice job of just sort of blending in where you can. I really appreciate that you haven't overtalked us or, you know, made it about you and how great you are that you're taking this class that much.
Yeah, I feel like that, you know, the words don't need to be said. Everyone notices.
Yeah, I mean, I've picked up a couple of little intonations, but you've done a good job. Good restraint.
I hear you.
I can only imagine what you want to say being the only man in this class. I can only imagine. It must feel really gratifying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but, well.
So my books that I wanted to talk about, I don't want to take up the whole conversation, but I read the first of John Updike's 4 rabbit books. And of course, the rabbit character is a bit of a Don Draper character, before Don Draper, of course. And he leaves his wife. And he kind of fucks off and leaves her with the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then the book ends with her accidentally drowning the kid while he's away from home.
Wow.
It's dark. It's dark. And and somehow in that time he was seen as an anti-hero. But looking back at it now, I'm a little bit distracted here. It is just occurring to me earlier, you said it would be perfect for you if we say it's not, we're never going to date. Is that because you were maybe attracted to me and it's like nice to put it off the table?
No. No, not at all. I think it was nice to hear it from a man straight up that they're not hitting on you. You know, I mean, most of my college life has been honestly disgusting. The way that men have treated me on campus, off campus. And it's really nice to just have someone straight up say, I'm not here for the sex, you know?
That must be so hard.
Okay, that was disgusting.
What?
Did you hear your own voice? It went soft, you cocked your head to one side, and you almost whispered to me, that must be hard. I know how it is. I don't need you to over-empathize or something.
Sorry.
It's okay. Sorry. That just... It made me feel like you were being manipulative.
Oh, yeah.
Because you said you weren't trying to hit on me, and then you, like, did what every creepy guy does, where they try to become your best friend, and
not
actually
me.
They're hitting on... Okay.
All not right. me. Not okay. me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I think we can go with the rabbit book. That sounds good. I haven't read it yet, but I'm happy to pick that up and I can read it tonight or this weekend.
Right. Yeah. I think you'll burn through it. It's a really good read. It's well written. It's compelling. It's got,
it's John Updike, right?
Yes, that's right.
And is that going to be appropriate for class, do you think?
Well, it is a male dominated book, with, and so we're looking at like the feminist response to it. Okay. I think there's a lot in there. Yeah, I think there's a lot in there.
Okay,
as
so
far
how
as that goes? Yeah,
yeah. Is it who? What audience would you say it's written for?
Oh, whoever reads books, I guess. Okay. You know, I feel like every book is for the same audience because there's so few people that even read.
You know, I think you're kind of right there. I think that's true. Definitely like readers. Readers is a type, and then you have the subsets from there.
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
It's like you let's just say when I read this, mm-hmm. I did it on the bus at cafes in front of people, you know.
Yeah, I see you reading on the quad sometimes very demonstrably.
Do you?
Yeah, you've kind of bumped into some things walking while reading, and you said, oh, my gosh, I'm reading War and Peace, and the book is so heavy.
War and Peace is one of the heavier books I've ever written. Read it.
Okay. Well, listen, I just want this to go well. So I'm happy to sort of, you know, follow your lead on this. And I don't know, what are you looking for from me, I guess? Do you...
Well, I think, you know, it'll be nice to kind of have... your perspective mm-hmm. on my presentation and just mm-hmm. where it works and where it doesn't. I'm also curious, just it feels like we have a lot of extra time here. Just curious to get to know you a little more. I think that's part of these presentations. Is like,
I think that's a good idea because all we know is like from the presentations, we don't know each other as people.
Yeah.
I do think it's very interesting that you're the only man in this class, and I do applaud you. Surely it's a little bit out of your comfort zone.
A bit, but it's pretty awesome. Yeah, you know, it's just like...
Okay, that's awesome to hear.
It's a little intimidating, I guess. I feel a little like you don't want to say anything wrong, like earlier when I just thought I was empathizing with you, but I guess I was micro-aggressing you.
Right, oh, wow.
Or macro, I don't know, or maybe I was just being a pervert. But
well, thank you.
You know, you're always on your toes because the truth is I am who I am. And I hate to be noticed for it, you know, and I'm always trying to fix it.
Wow. Wow, that is really, really amazing.
Now,
that's really amazing.
It must be hard for you being in a class that your own, that's your mom, right? That your mom teaches?
No. Why did you think that was my mom? Is it because
really?
We both have red hair?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I thought, I don't know. You seemed a little familiar and you both have red hair. And
so you think any two women that have red hair are related? We're not
like
that far apart in age.
I feel like I stepped in.
That's okay. It just seems like such a big, I guess I do sit in the front of class.
Yeah.
And I am such a...
You're so friendly.
Yeah, and I have shared tea with her a couple of times just because I usually I travel with tea bags. But no, that's not my mom. I'm just an overachiever, I think.
Okay. And
not that the tea makes me achieve, but you know what I mean. I just
some people never talk to the teacher. Some people talk to him so much it would be an easy mistake to think that I was her mom.
I mean, I guess now that you think of it, I did give her a ride home one day when her car was broken.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were walking to the car together, and maybe that's when you saw us, you know, together. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. I'm not, like, spying on you either. I think I just maybe clocked that.
I appreciate that. I mean, I wouldn't think you were, right?
No. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know. I don't know if you ever noticed this one. Well, like, I'm walking by a woman at night, you know, this kind of a thing a lot of people say is you walk faster just to get around them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, hey, I'm not a creep. And I'll go even further. I'll introduce myself and I'll kind of walk near them to be like, hey, I got you. I'm protecting you, you know?
Yeah. Is that well received?
It's hard to tell.
I bet. It's dark.
It's dark, and, you know, a lot of, I don't know if it's a big generalization, but a lot of women don't want to talk to you, to me.
I get it. That must actually be a really hard, that must be a hard sort of cross to bear. I mean, you can't control that you're big and scary. You could probably groom yourself differently. You know, you could groom yourself however you wanted, really, but but you can't control the size of your body. And, you know, to me, that is scary. You could hurt me. I don't know what you're thinking or feeling. And it is, you know, I guess I'm in a vulnerable state and I feel like I would put that on you, you know?
Yeah. The other night, I was just trying to make somebody feel comfortable. Tell me how you would have reacted, because we got into a bit of an argument about it. And I was walking, I was right behind her, and I said, yeah!
I don't even think you need my opinion. If you got into an argument about it, it was probably your fault. Women should be able to just walk home without getting in an argument with you.
Sure. Okay. Fine. Yeah. Fine. Well, I should be able to walk home. I should be able to walk home without being worried that I'm going to scare somebody. You know what I mean? It's a two-way street. That makes me nervous that someone's going to be scared. Someone's going to mace me. Last night, you know? And so
you got maced.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Are you okay?
I have now the stuff for mace, you know, I know how to deal with it. Just because
how many times have you been maced?
15.
I saw you sort of doing the fingers and then go back. Wow.
15.
Wow. That must be really hard. And
it's tough. Oh, well, two were for my police. So, you know,
jeez. Wow.
Cause I was at the women's march.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah. That'll happen there.
Yeah.
You know, the pigs are going to fucking come out and get everybody who's dissenting.
It's disgusting.
You have to still go.
The way they intervene. Cause this woman, you know, we were all wearing the hats, can I say pussy hats?
You can, but yeah. You were wearing one too.
Well, that's where it happened. Is I picked one up off the ground, and this lady was like, "I think that's my hat." And I was like, "Well, I don't know. I didn't see you lose it. I found finders keepers."
Did you bring a hat?
No, but I was feeling left out because I saw so many of them, and this one fit my head. And so, you know, the lady.
I'm just noticing a bit of a pattern. Sorry, continue.
With the hats?
Just a bit of a pattern where you show up to try to help women, but they end up getting really mad at you, and you end up sort of causing them harm.
No, I got maced, I said.
Well, yeah, you got maced, but it sounded like in self-defense for starting an argument over a hat you stole.
It wasn't self-defense. The cop maced me because they thought I was being too aggressive with the small woman.
So it was defense on behalf of someone who needed it.
Just to be clear, yeah.
Okay, received. You know what? I don't know that a book is the best idea for this presentation.
Really? Okay.
I'm actually really curious to do a report on you or us.
Oh.
And
yeah, maybe, kind of a living report there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great example to talk about men and women's spaces and, you know, how valid that is. Should they have to, you know, leave space for women, or is it okay to mix and mingle? Obviously, everybody wants to be accepted in the world, but I don't know. You seem to be missing the point a little bit, and I think that might be as interesting as any book we could read.
Well, thank you for being forthcoming about that. I think that would be a fascinating project, and I think I would learn a lot from it.
Yeah.
And I probably, hopefully, if we're doing it right, you would learn a lot too.
I would love to learn a lot. I'm not saying that I am beyond reproach at all. I mean, surely there are things that I could do that would make you more comfortable that wouldn't be hard for me that I could learn. Absolutely. Just like, you know, you're trying to do in this class, I assume.
Do you want some of this turkey sandwich?
Do I want some of your turkey sandwich?
Yeah. I mean, it feels like we're kind of digging in, and I'm getting a little hungry, so I thought I would maybe...
I think I got some hummus in my bag, some hummus and some crackers. Maybe I can crack into that.
Yeah.
Would you mind not eating the turkey sandwich right now? I mean, we are sort of in the classroom, and I know we're not supposed to eat hoagies.
You caught me. It is more of a hoagie than a
Yeah, it looks pretty wet. As soon as I heard that deli paper come out, I was like, I don't know about this.
Sure,
wow,
yeah.
That's quite a big wet sandwich.
Yeah, well, I got it Paul's way, which is what I order at the at the local deli, and they kind of know
Paul's
me
way, that's
I'm
your
Paul,
name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious, what is Paul's way?
Great question. Do you know Mike's way from Jersey Mike's?
Yeah, I do. Tomatoes, onions, the whole works.
Yeah, you just turn up the volume on Mike's way. So it's, You just hold that bottle 3 seconds more with the oil and vinegar, and then 6 swipes of mayo on each side.
Wow, 6 swipes of mayo.
Yeah.
So 6 knifefuls of mayo?
Well, no, this place does the ice cream scoops.
A scoop and swipe. Wow. Paul's way sounds filling. I'll say that.
It sounds really filling. I think they would think it was really cool if someone other than me came in and ordered it.
Would it make sense to them if I ordered it Paul's way, or do they have to sort of see you and remember what you mean?
Oh, they remember me now. Okay. They remember me now. Yeah. If you said Paul's way, I mean, I've been doing it because I went here a year, dropped out to become an actor.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I'd ended up doing I don't know if you saw, but a pretty viral episode of Extreme Dating where people date their exes, people go on dates and their exes are whispering in their ears. You don't know that you didn't see the video?
I didn't see the viral video, no.
It was the shortest episode ever because everyone agreed to just end the date with me, and so there wasn't much going on.
Including the ex in your ear. She said, nobody deserves you.
Yeah,
nobody
and I thought, oh, I could play a guy like this, you know your type, that just kind of gets rejected and stuff. And so, right. Yeah. Anyway.
That's interesting. I mean, that's cool. That is technically some acting. I bet you were putting on a little character while you were doing it.
No, I came pretty honest, I would say, yeah.
Wow, and they wanted to end it that quick, huh? Even though they were trying to produce a television show that surely they had spent a lot of money on. Everybody wanted to end
it. They thought it would be better for them to just do a short episode and then
create a viral sort of promo.
Of yeah.
Yeah, promo for the show rather than an episode themselves.
Are you going to be breaking out your hummus? Because I know my sandwich is kind of off limits here, but you ever bring out the sandwich and your stomach starts grumbling?
Right, right. Well, you know, period's over in 20 minutes. I think I'll probably wait on the hummus and eat it for lunch. Yeah. I mean, I know we've sort of broken into groups, but I don't think we're out of class. I mean, we are still seated near other people. We're just sort of bunched over here.
Yeah, you got it.
But hey, I appreciate it. If you wanted to... Never mind.
If you were going to ask me on a date, again, that we kind of said no dating, so.
Right, yeah, no, not a date. I was going to say if you wanted to talk about the project a little after class, but I just decided I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty busy too.
Okay. Well, it's okay for me to say that. I just want you to know that. It's okay for me to not want to.
This is part of the project.
Especially since it's an idea I had.
Yeah, that must have been hard for you to tell me because you didn't know how I was going to react. That's almost part of the project there. As I, you know.
Wow, good receive. Good job.
Really
I appreciate
pushing.
That.
I could have really kept pushing, but.
That's right.
No, I have
well, no, you
to.
Couldn't have. Technically, it was an option, but you couldn't have and been within the social contract.
Right. I mean, you might have been scared that I was going to keep pushing.
Of course. Of course I was.
Look and maybe you. It was hard for you to say because of that. But yes. Like I said, which you haven't followed up on, I do have plans today.
Oh, okay. Cool. What are you planning to do?
I do like management for the rec, the guys that not rec, but the guys that do pick up basketball at the school gym.
Mm.
So I'll pick up stuff on the side. I'll make sure their waters are full. I'll grab towels for them and stuff.
Is it like a league?
No, it's just the pickup games. And
same
I realized
same time every week at least. Is it like a same time?
No, it's whenever I just show up whenever I'm free. Because I wanted to play pickup.
Right.
But I realized for whatever reason, timing or whatever, I was never getting put on a team. Uh-huh. And so this worked out kind of nicely.
Okay. Well, good. I hope you have fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's me and the boys.
Do they know you?
Yeah.
They do. I mean, but they still won't let you play even though they know you?
I figured maybe they thought
you were like just part of the school or something, like janitorial or something. Do you wear a uniform?
I'm in it. Yeah, I'm in it. Oh, well, no. I'll put on my headband and I'll get my tank top on and my shorts and stuff. Do you play basketball or anything? You seem athletic. Am I allowed to say that about you?
I played soccer through high school. Thank you for noticing. Yeah. I played soccer through high school, but no, I never really did basketball.
That must be hard getting kicked in the shins all the time.
It was, yeah. You wear shin guards and, you know, hopefully people aren't trying to kick you in the shins, but it happens occasionally.
Let me ask you this. You ever do a little dirty play where you tried to kick someone hard?
I mean, I really try not to. I don't like to hurt other people.
Good. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Would you kick someone in the shins if you were playing sports against them?
Not
See, this
not
is
again.
Another difference right now. I think that is a male-woman thing, not to be sexist. Because, you know, like we talked about, everybody can be sexist. But I don't think that one is. That seems like a sort of... I don't think women try to kick each other in the shins.
Maybe I'll take that part of the presentation. It's like everyone can be sexist. For example, my friend here, Diane, thinks that women aren't as aggressive as men in sports and don't have as much like a drive or desire to win at any means possible.
Right. And you would say?
How I feel about sports?
Yeah.
Whatever the ref doesn't catch is free, fair game. That's part of the rules.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's part of the rules. I think it's literally not. You said the ref doesn't catch it, so it would be something they couldn't.
But yeah, it's
fascinating how we view it differently. Really,
do you ever drive over the speed limit when you know there's no cops around?
I guess if I have to get somewhere, I'll go 5 over.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. So no. you're saying you don't want to injure someone, but you'll play hard.
Well, you don't want to accidentally run over a rabbit or a cat, but maybe if you're speeding, you will, because you know you had to get somewhere faster.
I see. Yeah, things are not as black and white as maybe we'd like them to be. You're right about that. You know, that is an interesting thing maybe for these, for the presentation. You know, a lot of times, especially with men and women, we can get so caught in these black and white areas, but maybe there is a little bit more area for nuance.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Sit back down. Jeez.
Yeah, there is room for nuance. I mean, there are people, you know, we do have to consider, you know, that things aren't so black and white. I agree.
Right. I mean, I'll be honest. You know, I'm probably harder on men than I need to be. Because
I'm sure you are, yeah.
It feels good sometimes. It feels good to hit back, you know, when you feel like you're getting hit every day, just little bits here and there, you know. Sometimes it's good to take a swing back. But, you know, I don't think that's me being my best self. But I think it's also deserved at the same time, which is confusing for me.
I think it's so powerful.
I cannot hear you do that voice. I'm so sorry. I can't even hear it for 5 seconds. Oh, I'm sorry. Have you ever smell something and it makes you want to vomit? And it's like, it's not a choice. It's just, that's what your body does. Oh, when you go into that voice, I want to scream and vomit, to be honest. So please don't do that. Oh,
wow.
I'm so sorry. I know that was an extreme reaction, but ooh, it gave me the willies. Like my whole body just feel like I was being tricked and touched. Oh, it was horrible. Just horrible to see and hear you be like that.
I've never seen the visualization of someone having the willies in front of me, but that was the willies there.
Ooh, I mean,
I can't fault you for your reaction. Thank you for being honest with me. I'm sorry. I don't know what I did.
I'm sorry for sort of relishing a little bit. I don't need to relish, but man, just be honest, you know? Because if you're not being honest, we're never going to get to the bottom of things.
Okay.
It's a little bit weird to use what we now all know to be a manipulative soft voice.
I see. I see.
Thank you.
I will speak with my normal voice. The way I have been the whole time.
Okay, I think you're going a little far the other way on the spectrum, but I appreciate what you mean. You're speaking to me like you respect me, not as a woman, but just respect that you would give a person, like a man, right? I'm not asking for you to respect me like a man, but I'm asking you to respect me as much as a man.
Interesting. I'm going to get out my phone and turn the voice record on because this is the presentation here. I almost think we could get up and if we just riff the presentation, stuff would come up.
I mean, stuff will definitely come up. You're absolutely right about that. Stuff comes up with you and every presentation partner you've had for sure.
Yeah. Well, the flip-flop things was an issue because it was obviously the flip-flops were too small on me. Mm-hmm. Earlier that day, I had gotten in a gym situation where I got my glasses knocked off. Helping the basketball guys out. And I think I accidentally went to the women's locker room and wore someone else's flip-flops out.
Oh my God, how long were you in there?
The women's locker room?
Yes.
I mean, long enough to change into an outfit that was far too small on me and
I was wondering why you didn't take your coat off when you're in class. It's warm in here.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a whole thing. And
are you wearing like little booty shorts?
I guess you could call them that. I mean, yeah, I mean, they're I think on women, they're booty shorts, but the way I'm shaped, they're kind of testicle shorts where that's what's kind of hanging out if you see them a whole.
Yeah, you do have a flatter ass than you do have, than you do bump of your testicles.
Oh, yeah, so I'm just trying to keep this zipped up pretty tight.
I really appreciate that. To be honest, I think that's put the sandwich away. Will you put the sandwich away? I closed my eyes for half a second to gather my thoughts. And the sandwich is out. Look at all the mayo that's all over the desk. It's all over your desk and my desk. There is like a scoop of mayo.
It's a huge issue with Paul's way. We haven't been able to figure out how to diaper the mayo.
Don't get it Paul's way. Don't even make mayo part of Paul's way. How about that? I don't think extra mayo is part of Mike's way.
Exactly. That's why it's Paul's way. If I don't do the mayo, it's just Mike's way with more. I have to have a thing on mine that's a little different.
Can I give you a piece of advice? And I would tell this to all men. You don't have to have a thing. You can just be nice. You don't have to have a big thing that's you're the only one that does it that way. Because usually those things are that way for a reason. They're bad. No one else wants to do it that way.
Yeah, I just got my sandwich, and it's nice for the guys to know that it's me coming in. I don't know.
You know what? Quick answer. What kind of car do you drive? Okay. I know it's not going to be good. I know it's not going to be good.
It's a Kia Sportage.
Okay, well, that's actually not bad. That's a pretty normal car. Does yeah. it, what color is it?
It is matte black.
Okay.
It's murdered out.
Oh, my God. I knew it. I knew you got the worst car on the market and did the worst thing you could do to it, but mismatching.
No, you don't get it. It's on lifts, so it's higher.
How do those go together? It's like you're building a Venn diagram and none of the circles are touching.
Well, I would rather have a Jeep or a Hummer. I couldn't afford it, so I'm using my mom's Kia Sportage, and then I murdered it out, and I got it on 16-inchers.
16-inchers and raised? 16 inches, so small to be raised. I hope you mean the rim. How big is the tire? Tell me this. Tell me this. The 16 inches, just the wheel, and the tire is like 30 something.
No, I won't tell you that because it would be a lie.
Oh, my God. We should just record this. This is.
Yeah, I've been gone. Don't worry.
You're tough. You are tough.
Man. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I've been learning a lot from you even just now.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. There, you know what I will say, though? There's something you've been very challenging to talk to, but you haven't been mean. You've just been sort of like, it almost makes me curious.
Oh, really? I mean, yeah.
Yeah, because we're so different. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't have a single thing in common with you, but for some reason, I can't look away. I'm curious. I'm just curious. What's it like to live in your skin?
Itchy.
I didn't mean literally. But what do you mean? Because we've been sitting pretty close and you spilled a bunch of mayo on yourself and then on me. Am I going to start itching?
No, just not every skin condition is contagious.
I'm not the weird one here.
No, it's not. I think it's dry skin or might be wet skin. It's one or the other, but the skin is not the temperature and consistency that it should be on the top layer. I've been tanning more. I don't know if you noticed since the beginning of class, but I came in a little pale and
I think we all noticed. It's safe to say we all noticed. We thought we had two transfers. We thought you transferred out and someone new transferred in because it was pretty abrupt. It was like you got a tanning membership over the weekend, one weekend.
That's exactly what happened, yeah.
And then you came back. How did I know? How did I know that you spent 72 hours in a tanning booth in one shot because you couldn't wait?
The Groupon didn't specify how long you could be in there. It just was. And so that was, by the way, one of my Masons is eventually they had to get me out of there. But the Groupon never specified that you had to leave the tanning booth.
Man, they really got to make those things better, don't they?
Thank you.
Or at least more specific.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Wow, I'll tell you what. I really didn't like you at the beginning of this, but there's something about you that I... You know how, like, you have a favorite show that you watch, but you wouldn't even tell anyone else to watch it, but for some reason you can't stop watching it?
Totally.
I can't stop watching you.
Yeah,
I can't look away.
How to Make It in America, that's my show for that.
Oh, I like that. I like that show. That show's okay.
Yeah? Wow.
It's like a cool New York entourage.
That's what I said. That's what
really?
I said. Yeah, it's a cool New York entourage.
That's
cool. If you ever want to watch it, I got it on almost all the time at the place.
Yeah, well, I mean, me too, actually. Do you want to... Well, I feel like we haven't gotten anywhere with the project. Do you want to go get one beer, platonic? Beer at the student, put it away. Put away the sandwich. That's not a turkey sandwich. It is a hoagie / grinder. It's not, I was just about to ask you out for a beer.
I know. I don't know how me eating the sandwich is anyway takes out that we go get a beer together. They're not two related things. I'm starving over here.
You can't wait to ingest food.
I'm dying over here.
Until I'm to why? Okay, listen. What am I doing? Diane, what are you doing? This guy is wearing women's clothes that he stole from a locker room because a bunch of guys that won't let him play broke his glasses. And now he's here in sandals that are too small and a big jacket, and he's eating a massive sandwich. You always fall for men like this. Learn to respect yourself, Diane. This guy is disgusting and kind of interesting and a little bit, I don't know, like disgusting and sexy.
Note to the recorder. I'm not saying she's crazy, but she is talking to herself here.
Fuck you.
What? I was noting something for the project. I loved
everything
you said.
Well, I'm with you. You said that to the recorder like I wasn't going to hear it now or later on the recording.
I'm sorry.
Are you?
I said you're not crazy, but you are talking to yourself. Okay. Look, I heard all those nice things you said to yourself about me. And frankly, I'm flattered. And I think maybe... I was just disconnected a little and made the note to the recorder because it scared me that somebody so crazy, in a good way, erratic and unusual, could be interested in me.
I always fall for guys like you. I swear to God I try not to, but I always do. They're like just like you. They're barely put together. You don't even believe they would have a driver's license or a bank account. But for some reason, I want to take your dirty ass to my house and clean you off and put you in my bed.
Like a little stray.
Yeah, I want to fix you.
Yeah. Well, let's say we tell your mom we're going to cut out a little early here.
My mom doesn't go here.
I know. She's the teacher.
She doesn't. That's just a woman.
Just a woman?
You've
she's
blown
more
it.
Than
You've
a woman.
Blown it.
Well,
You've
I have to say, she's more than a woman.
What does that mean, more than a woman? There isn't anything better, okay? There's not a woman plus or such a woman that she becomes a man or something like that, if that's what you're thinking.
I'm just saying, you said just a woman, and I said she's so much more, and you've defined
her. You keep leaning towards the recorder when you're saying that. I don't need that deposed like that.
And that is the recording of the interaction that we had. And we learned a lot, I think.
We sure did. I started therapy after that.
And I didn't really change the way I live.
But, well, I think we all learned the difference between men and women today. The ability to reflect, the ability to have self-awareness. The ability to empathize. One side has it. The other side is eating a big sandwich in the middle of his class presentation that counts for half of his grade.
I get 10% off for anyone that was in and orders Paul's Way, just so you guys know.
Ooh, I like Paul's Way.
That's my mom, everybody.
Scene.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Monday two-man man-dog episode. Ryan, what a blast.
What a blast. We want to thank our voicemail listener, who once again was our good buddy,
Dave Shear. What's his
name? Yes. Thank you, Dave Shear, so much for the voicemail. We appreciate you listening and giving inspiration. We promise that Dan's character was not based on you, just merely inspired by the idea of a broken sandal.
Yes. When we did Ask Cat, because you always, it's a monologist, any show where you're like off a story, and you'd go backstage and they'd be like, wow, it was crazy seeing like my thing reenacted. And it's like, oh, that's not my intent at all. Like, right. I'm not thinking about you once the show starts at all. I'm pulling like one piece of information. Right. And I feel like audiences can get uncomfortable because they're like, oh, is this about the person? And it's like, yeah.
I ran with it.
Presentation about right a guy away. With a broken sandal. Yeah. Dave, I'm sure you're only somewhat like that in the way we all are somewhat like that.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. Of course, if you're on the Patreon, you already know, but it's patreon.com/you'retheman now dog. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell anyone who runs a television network or podcast network, and we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.